Hey everybody. I've noticed a certain trend on YouTube. I've seen a lot of more videos saying, is this the end of video games? Are video games on a decline? Downward spiral? What happened to gaming? Why isn't gaming fun anymore? You get the idea. And of course, the most common response is like, no, you're just nostalgia. Games were never fun. You were just blinded, you know, by your nostalgia. They were always, nothing's changed. It's you that has changed. Well, I think that's completely bogus. That's completely bogus. And I might do a few videos on this, but I think the very first reason that I would say has completely changed, that of course there's the hyper monetization, the corporatization of this industry. In roughly 2007, once it started to surpass cinema and music, that's when people started to really, general mass market and the corporate vultures really took focus on it. But the other thing is that now you have games with huge budgets and hundreds of people working on it, while like some of the classic games like Halo Combat Evolved was made by a team of like less than 50 people under huge crunch, completely disorganized. They wanted to be an RPG and then a melee game next. It was totally chaotic. And from that totally chaotic creativity came one of the best games ever made with a small group of people. And so there are a lot of different reasons I think we can go into why games are just not as well made as they used to be. And I think one of the biggest things that we can look at on is focus or limits. Not only did you have smaller teams that were able to focus in on very specific aspects of the game, but the limits as to what was possible and what they had to do was a lot less and a lot onerous. A lot less onerous. It actually was an inherent force for creativity. Koji Kondo's melodies from The Legend of Zelda, all of those melodies were coded on 8-bit machines. Like, the amount of memory and storage and actual scales and sounds you could do was so limited that it forced people to be creative with how they use their limited resources. A great analogy, if you're not really getting it, is certain games offer customization options. And think about certain character creators, or even after you're done creating your character, how much customization you can do. For example, in Skyrim, you can change out your head, body, and legs and arm armor. Compared to Morrowind, I think they even had shoulder slots and way more things. The original Halo, you only had one color, like that was it. And so there's kind of this sweet spot between how much customization you have and how it can get overwhelming. I think a great example that I can think of off the top of my head is The Last Story, I think. Basically, every piece of armor has, you might have a sash or whatever, or a chest plate, but you can customize the color in that game for the chest plate and all the details. Like, you can make something completely wild and random, and that's really overwhelming. When you give the player that amount and level of customization where you can make anything that you almost can imagine, it becomes a kind of very onerous thing, because you know you're not going to be able to optimize, that there's always going to be a new layer of like, oh, well, I could have made this better. And at that point, you're kind of like, well, if I'm doing this much effort, I might as well make my own bloody game. It's about maximizing and personifying your style into the game that represents you. Another example is the statues in Wind Waker. In Windfall Island, you could place them around and decide, which statues go where. Another example, Call of Duty's loadout system. You had enough attachments, but you weren't drowning in all these, who needs two different types of silencers that I see now in modern games? Like, you just need the silencer. You need the bump stock. That's all you need. And back then it was like, yeah, here's the silencer that's only for these certain guns, and here's this special attachment. And it was all very streamlined and focused and organized and worked really well. Nowadays, you're just drowning in weapon attachments and different scopes that are barely different from one another. So in the same way that players are able to optimize and play creatively and express themselves within a system of limits. This also applies to the game creators, where you see around 2007, where games began to get so technically advanced that, you know, no longer were the creators of the games being walled by technology, where their vision was not able to be fully realized. But they were able to fully realize their vision. Then they were kind of drowning in all the different kind of options they could have gone with. And so when you have too many options and there's too much variance, the core idea of what you want to do can sometimes get lost because it's so overwhelming. Because when you can make anything, what do you actually make? And to better personify this, I'm going to play a clip from the God of War 3 development team.
Understandable that nobody understands that right now.
PlayStation 3, we're able to push a lot more polygons, a lot more texture resolution and detail, so things are hyper-realistic. I mean, they're so realistic now that we can actually see pores on skin and hair and eyebrows and nose hairs. You can see everything. We have a lot of work ahead of us.
Every character now is like taking 6 weeks, eight weeks.
At least 6 weeks.
Yeah, to make one. It's not like before, it's like 5 days we can make one.
For me, it's not knowing kind of where the limits are. You can make stuff look so super realistic now, and that takes a lot of time. Whereas before, we really had defined limits.
Yeah, it's exponentially more complex. And the other big thing is...
Anyway, I hope this gave you some food for thought about why games suffer from a lack of limits. It's the same reason why I think the indie scene is going to be the next big thing to look at. Because those are the people where, yeah, it might be like a one guy or a small team, but they have a distinct, focused vision. That reminds me of the games of old, where they're making something you actually connect with and you actually remember. I guess I just wanted to get this on my chest, so there it is. I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.